Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What did Jesus tell him? Go, show yourself to the priest. This means inside, you have to stop identifying with the shunned, terminally ill, incurable, that can't be around anybody, that can't do anything, and now you're acting like a healed person. You're acting like somebody that can go and can be examined and can be pronounced clean. Somebody say, go show.
Go show,
go show yourself to the priest. Oh, friend, this is faith. Faith believes it receives before it feels, before it sees, before it has the report. And the stumbling area is walking beside. People will look at you in amazement and go, well, I'm not going to say I'm healed and I still look and feel sick. Well, you take that reasoning and go further. You're not going to say you're saved when you look and feel unrighteous. Works the same over there. No, you identify with Christ. He took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. By His stripes, I am healed. I'm not the sick trying to get healed. I'm the healed with some symptoms. I'm not the sick trying to get my healing. When am I going to believe I'm healed? If I'm doing that, when I feel it, when I see it, when I get the report. It'd be too late for faith then. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Not seen. I believe I received my healing, and I'm calling my body healed. Calling those things that be not, that feel not, that look not yet, as though they were. I believe I receive. I claim enough money to pay all my bills. You see the money? No. Where's the money? I believe I receive it. Right? And you go ahead and thank God for it like you have it, because in faith you do. You make plans to pay all your bills. Come on, are y'all with me?
Yes.
With what? I believe I received it. I believed I received it. This is foreign to the intellectual mind. This is foreign to the natural mind. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, the Scripture said. Brother F.F. Bosworth, in his book, Christ the Healer, made a statement. In fact, I think I wrote it down. Let me read this to you, because it has to do with faith. Listen to this. He said, as perfume is non-existent to the sense of hearing, so what we take by faith is at first non-existent to our five natural senses. If you don't doubt what you see because you can't smell it, why doubt the existence of what you take by faith because you can't feel it? I mean, our senses perceive different things. Just because I don't smell it doesn't mean it's not real if I see it. To consult our natural senses for evidence that our prayer has been granted is as ridiculous as trying to see with our ears or hear with our eyes. God is spirit. Is he real? Though we don't see him, the scripture said we love him with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You can have something before you see it, before you feel it. You receive it by faith. That's how you got born again. Amen. That's how you receive the Holy Spirit. That's how you receive forgiveness. And praise God, that's how you receive healing. Amen. Something changes in you when you believe you've received it. You stop trying to get it and you believe you have it. And if you believe you have it, there's no reason to feel sorry for yourself. Amen. Brother Hagin said about Kenneth Hagin Sr., who's in heaven now, when he pastored, he talked about ministering to people who were had physical problems. And he said, he mentioned one lady that he kept ministering to, and that they were hearing word and had making confessions, and somebody asked him about it. He said, no, she's not doing good. They said, why? He said, the whine has never left her voice. Did you hear that phrase? The whine has never left her voice. Well, what's the big deal about that? Why would you be whining? Because I'm sick, because I hurt, because I need to be healed. Which means you don't believe that you have received and not going to believe it until you see it, until you feel it, until some test tells you that you are. And faith ceases to be a victim. We can't be both. We're victims or victorious ones. We're overcome or we're overcomers. We're conquered or we're more than conquerors. Which one are you? If I'm a victorious one, there's no reason for you to feel sorry for me. Amen. I'm not a victim. Amen. If I'm more than a conqueror, it's no reason for you to see me as pitiful. I'm more than a conqueror. Can you see something had to happen in them? They're standing there, outcasts. They are pitiful. Their life is terrible. And what does he tell them? They said, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Help us. Heal us. What does he say? Get going. Get going. Go show yourself to the priest. There's only one reason to go show yourself to the priest. Only one reason. What is it? You have been miraculously healed. That's the only reason you don't show up there unless you have been. That means there's got to be a giant change on the inside. That you're no longer the pitiful leper needing help. You are the healed, going to have your healing confirmed. Hallelujah. Going to have your healing testified of. You're not going to find out if you healed or not. You are now the healed, which is when. And see, here's the thing. Faith is not just about talk. Faith without deeds, faith without action is dead. Notice the rest of the verse. Notice the rest of the verse. When he saw him yelling, crying, have mercy on us, thou son of David, have mercy. He said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. Could they have stood there and said, Lord, soon as you heal us, we'd be glad to go. But you know we can't go and we're not healed. Lord, have mercy. What if the whine never leaves your voice? Then you still feel sorry for yourself. If you're healed, you don't feel sorry for yourself.
Amen.
If you're victorious, you don't feel sorry for yourself. You can't use a disease and lose the disease. If you use it to get out of things, it's yours. It's going to stay with you. If you use it to get people to feel sorry for you and baby you, it's staying. You are identifying with it. And you're wanting people to identify you with it also. There are benefits to being sick. You're laughing and shaking your head, but you know there are.
Money?
Yeah. I mean, little kids learn this. Real convenient on exam day to have an upset tummy. Not only do you not have to go to school and take the test that you're not ready for, but you get mama's chicken soup. Get to sleep in, get babied. But friend, if we give place to these things, if we nurse them, if we embrace them, if we identify with them and feel sorry for ourselves, we're stuck with it. And it'll just get worse. And there won't be healing. There has to come a change inside where we no longer identify with it. Oh yeah, it may look and feel that way still, but we don't identify with it on the inside anymore. Can you see that's what we talked about Abraham and Sarah? Can you see what God did with them? He changed their names. Can you see that? And something happened on the inside of them, and they no longer saw themselves as just old and unfruitful. They saw themselves as father of many nations, calling those things that be not yet, that don't look and feel that way yet, as though they were, as though they are. This is how faith works.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me